Hello, K-Scope fan. Billy Reeves here. Welcome to podcast 135. In this issue, an interview with No Sounds' Giancarlo Erra on his new solo LP, Marillion, Porcupine Tree, Mansum, The Helicopter of the Holy Ghost, but we start with Clone.
Just you and I in this great blue yonder and reeling wild. Leave this sweet inception until we die, leading us together on the other side.
Spread the light when the sky is gray.
Clone. It's their first live album. It's entitled Alive. Look out for the limited silver vinyl issue. That is entitled Yonder. Multi-platform artist Giancarlo Erra is readying his solo album Departure Tapes for K-Scope out on the 2nd of July. Before we hear from Giancarlo, who I spoke to the other day, this is entitled Departure Tape.
Thank you. Thank you.
Giancarlo Erra departure tape. When I spoke to Giancarlo recently, I asked him about the nature of abstract music, and he was in no mood to edit any of these.
This one has been more uncompromising because I didn't know I was writing an album. I was just writing, and you know, obviously it was a quite difficult time for me. So it was a very, really deeply unconscious. You know, when I was listening back to this material, I really didn't remember even all the things that I was doing. Really, it was like a discovery for me as well. This is when I've seen this album as a something, if you know what I mean, as an entity. By uncompromising, I mean that when it was written, and most of the track were recorded live, because I really liked the improvisation I was doing while I was writing it. I really didn't want to just, you know, do, I don't know, track by track or doing too much production. I really wanted to just leave that spirit in it. I really didn't want to change anything of what was there when I wrote it. So I liked the idea that they were tapes, because they were also, you know, also reminded me when I was, I think, 14, and I was recording my first thing, and I was recording them literally on the tape, you know, on the small cassette tape I was erasing and just recording over there. So I just liked the idea. The titles arrived when I was remembering of two or three of them. I think I remembered specifically when I wrote them, and the others were just, yeah, were just, you know, feelings or memories.
Okay. Yeah, because you see what I mean. Because when you present something instrumental, it can sometimes have an abstract feeling to it, and I think that's where when you bring together the, you know, the complex feelings and emotions that you're putting into essentially instrumental music, that can be such a crucial thing. That conceptualizing of it. Do you see what I mean?
In general, even with No Sound, when I write lyrics, I really don't like to be too specific with. I really like the idea that everyone can hear, imagine, if you want, their own story in what I'm writing. I'm not too much, I'm not interested in giving too many details. I know what every track means for me, but I really like the idea that everyone can read and can feel their own story.
I know what you mean. Don't you feel, though, that sometimes, I think you probably got the balance quite right on this, but sometimes perhaps the listener needs to be taken by the hand a little bit, just sort of like gently pushed in a direction so they can join you in that journey. Would that be fair?
Yeah, absolutely. This is why I really like this is why I do sometimes videos. For example, when tracks are released before the full album is out, this is the only reason why I like to do videos, and I like to do it most of the times. So I like to do them myself, because the visual part, it is very important to just give a context. More than a context, an idea of what is going to, of what are the feelings that I'm trying to convey, if you want. And the same thing is with, you know, with cover art, you know, artwork and stuff. This is why I always like to do it myself, because it is very much linked to what you're saying. I'm not doing too much into the music or into the lyrics. I'm just doing it into these things. And then obviously in the album, you know, track listing for me, for that thing, it is really crucial. You know, when I do track listing, I'm not thinking about, I don't know, should I start with a long track or should the second track be upbeat? Whatever, I don't care about all the stuff. Basically, the track listing is important because, as you say, it is really important for me to just present immediately what I'm trying to convey and then walk hand in hand with the listener through all the tracks. And this is why, for me, the album format actually is quite important.
Thank you.
probably because of my Italian origins, for me, contact with people, it is very much based on being in the same space, being in doing something. I don't know, I'm Italian, I don't know, eating while talking for hours and hours and hours. You can only do that much on the internet. It's good when you can't do anything else. And obviously, I mean, I'm super lucky. You know, there are people that struggled with health and struggled with jobs. I mean, it's been a terrible, terrible time. I mean, the best thing that happened, and this is what I hope it will happen more, it is people, you know, there were lots of people sending me private messages on socials, talking about, obviously, because they knew what the album was about. They were telling me, oh, I don't know, this thing reminds me a lot of what happened to me, or, you know, what, I don't know, I just lost my father 2 years ago. Whatever it was, they were all personal story. And they were really, really, really feeling it. In a way, my hope is that somehow it will help other people, I don't know, maybe processing some unprocessed emotions because they were unpleasant, or I don't know, maybe just warm the heart. In terms of feeling, it is a very deep emotional album for myself. So what I hope is that people will perceive that and will resonate with it.
A Blues for My Father, Giancarlo Erra. Before that, you heard 169th tape, and before that, Departure Tape. The LP is entitled Departure Tapes, and it's out on K-Scope on July the 2nd. My thanks to Giancarlo, as ever, for his time. Now, everyone at K-Scope is very excited to be working with Marillion. Their 13th studio album is out now on K-Scope as a 3LP, a gatefold vinyl, artwork by our friend Carl Glover. This is entitled The Invisible Man, and the LP is, of course, Marbles.
I I will walk stride for stride.
In the way it was funded at the time, in what we would now call a crowdfunder, I think that it was the first time that this was ever done, or certainly as we understand it now. If you know better, pop us a tweet at K-Scope Music. Marbles is the album, Marillion, of course, the group, and that is entitled The Invisible Man. Now, we all enjoyed Record Store Day on the 12th of June, didn't we? Manson, closed for business. Clear vinyl 12-inch collecting rare tracks from the 7 EP was a K-Scope drop, as the kids say these days. Might still be some knocking about if you check your favourite record shop's website. This is the title track, then, from the 12-inch EP, which collected rare tracks from the 7 EP for the first time on vinyl. Manson, closed for business.
Stay clear of the fear.
Hansen, Closed for Business, originally part of the 7 EP, and also, of course, the title of their terrific career-spanning box set, which was released by K-Scope. Something new next. These are the Helicopter of the Holy Ghost. Helicopter of the Holy Ghost, I Will Never Hurt, and you can see the video for that and the previous single, Slow Down, on the K-Scope website. The album Afters out on August the 13th on Eco Vinyl and CD. Thank you very much indeed for supporting the K-Scope podcast. Really does help support the label and independent music. Could you please like it and share it wherever you may find it? And please comment too. Right, let's finish with some Porcupine Tree, shall we? Fear of a Blank Planet, the Grammy-nominated album, is now out as a mid-price CD in a four-panel digipack. Let's celebrate, shall we, with Anaesthetize. Speak to you soon. Ta-da.